I am a teacher, but I'm actually going to tell you a story about when I was a student. The first day of sixth grade, I woke up and my first thought was, this is it. The day I become popular. And it was really all about a dress. My mother had bought me, for back to school, a gingham dress. And it was blue, and it was white, and it had spaghetti straps, and it had a gathered ruched kind of bodice, and an A-line skirt, and a ruffled hem. And in the late summer of 1981, it was the height of schoolgirl fashion, and mine fit me perfectly. I looked cool. So that morning, I got out of bed, and instead of my usual cloak of paralyzing self-consciousness, I pulled on that dress, and I brushed my hair, and I buckled my sandals, and I went and stood in front of the full-length mirror that hung from the back of my closet door, and I practiced. Hi, Kelly. Hey, Lisa. Oh, thank you. You look pretty, too. Lunch? I would love to sit with you at lunch. And eventually my mother came and she dragged me away from my own reflection. And my brothers and I went off to school together. And there's this large hill on the way to school. And every day I was in sixth grade, this was a K through six school, I had complained about this hill every day for the last like 6.5 years. And that day I didn't complain because I felt like I was gliding up the hill towards my destiny. I felt like popularity was just a few steps away. The second we hit the blacktop, the playground blacktop, my brothers just took off in separate directions. In grades 2 and 4, they had already ascended to the top of their peer groups. So my issue with popularity or unpopularity was mine alone. And I stood there and I paused and I reminded myself not to grin because cool kids don't grin. They're too cool. And the cool kids had already gotten there. Some of them were already gathered at the entrance to the school, and a few of them were wearing gingham dresses. I was ready. I was ready to be noticed and embraced by the cool kids. So I took a step forward, and as I did, I was knocked over by this boy who came running up behind me. And I stood, and the boy stopped, and he turned, and he looked at me, and it was Christopher. It was Christopher. Christopher was cool, and he was athletic, and he was magic, because Christopher, in a sea of sycophants, visited the principal 3 times a week and still ran the cool kids. He was my ticket in. And he stopped and he looked at me and he flicked his eyes up and down like I knew somebody would when I was wearing that dress. And his eyes met mine and his mouth opened and he said, "Flat! Beth is still flat! She's totally flat!" And he took off towards the other cool kids and they all turned and they all looked at me. And the bell rang, thank God, and I stood there and wanted to die. And kids from the playground came and they were passing me on both sides, and I just stood there clutching my book bag to my woefully underdeveloped chest. A woefully underdeveloped chest that was highlighted cruelly by the gathered and ruched bodice of that gingham dress that my mother made me wear to school that day. Thank you.